It's episode 1979 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, May 27th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It's time once again for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
Well, we called it. Starting next year, NBC is moving the Kelly Clarkson show into the Ellen show.
Into the pimp spot.
Yep.
We did call that,
whenever
didn't we?
Ellen ends her show, Kelly is sliding right in.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like, excuse me.
While I fix this house.
Exactly. In major cities, though, NBC could flip Kelly and Ellen before Ellen goes off the air.
I kind of think that'll happen.
Yeah.
You know, that's that lame duck thing.
Uh-huh.
We all know Ellen's going to leave. And yeah, she'll get some attention towards the end of it all. But
sure, a little bit. A
little bit. Well,
Not much.
The week that Kelly can take vacation.
Yeah.
You know, the last week. You know, that's the best way to play fair.
Is there anything in her is there a contractual thing that where it has to be at a certain time?
Probably. But NBC owns Kelly's show. They don't own Ellen's show. So
okay.
I think they'll make their own contracts.
So it's their network. They can do what they want.
Pretty much. Well, and it's not a network show. It's what they call syndication.
Yeah.
It doesn't run on every NBC station across the nation. They sell it individually to these stations. But NBC owns all of the stations they own.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly's on them because obviously it's their show. So, yeah. Well, so right
Kelly
now
Clarkson
I think Kelly's like on at 2, and Ellen's on at 3 because the 3 o'clock is, especially in the big markets, 4 o'clock is the news time. So it's a lead into the news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, because our prediction is that the continued rating slide of Ellen's show NBC's desire to firm up the late afternoon. So see that.
Yeah,
you can put the envelope on the refrigerator.
I think we can. I think we can seal it. I think we can even do. Yeah. I'm gonna boldly predict that by September, which is when the new seasons always start for these daytime shows, that NBC will have renegotiated that last season of Ellen,
and it might not even happen.
It'll happen.
Oh, okay,
but I think they'll move her to 2 o'clock in the morning.
11:35 p.m.
2 o'clock in the morning.
On TBS. Yeah. You know, Conan's going away.
Conan's gone. Yeah, he's leaving.
So yeah, there's a time slot.
There's a time slot for Ellen at 11:30 at night.
Yeah, it's 30 minutes.
Who's gonna want to watch Ellen for an hour at 11:30 at night?
Well, not a lot of people want to watch her right now at 3.
Well, that's true too. Yeah, that's true too. Well, the thing about television is it's all about the commercials. It's all about the commercials.
Of course.
Really what matters to Ellen's producers is that her commercials run at 3 o'clock. And so that's really all they have to do. You know,
the commercials that are sold for her show.
For her show, yeah.
But there's not as many prominent ones as there used to be.
Well, probably not. Probably not.
But they're still making some money. Cause
I saw something online the other day. It's like, here's a woman who makes fun of people and she makes them go through stupid, torturous things on her game show just so she can laugh at them. Is anybody surprised she's not mean in real life? I mean, come on.
That's
have you seen that game of games? It's like, it's mean. So mean, that show.
People want to do it.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying she's mean. She's mean.
Kelly
she's
has...
Mean. She's mean.
Stop it. Stop. Sorry. Stop. Settle down over there.
Yeah.
I'm going to put
Where's
some plexiglass somewhere.
Anyway.
I'm gonna draw the curtain on the plexiglass. Kelly's won Emmy Awards, and she continues to be nominated again this year, and is the highest-rated daytime talk show.
Emmy again. All talking about Emmys today.
She's very relatable.
Drew Barrymore also has a daytime talk show, and she's been renewed.
Now, my thought is, what station she's on?
I have no idea.
My thought is, Kelly Clarkson in the pimp spot.
Yeah.
And Drew Barrymore could fill Kelly Clarkson's spot. See, there you go. I solved the problems of the world.
You just solved the problems of the world. There you go.
You're welcome. Katy Perry doesn't ditch her outfits.
She doesn't.
Nope. She's actually saving her iconic wardrobe and video costumes for her daughter, Daisy Duff, when she gets older.
Really? Do you think Daisy's going to want her costumes?
Her ice cream cone top?
I mean, come on. Seriously. I mean, that's the ultimate in, oh, how do I say this? How do I say this? Vanity? Hello?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I thought
this is ultimate. And that's like, I chose these clothes for you, my darling child.
Can you imagine playing dress up, though?
Here's the cool thing about somebody like Katy Perry. She seems like a very fun person. That when Daisy's old enough, they could sit in front of the YouTube and put on some of Katy's old music videos and play dress up. Now that I can
see. They will go down to the storage lockers.
Yeah. Let me in. I gotta find some wardrobe from 2010. It's there somewhere.
Yeah, because Katie's gonna give it to her carte blanche when she gets old enough.
I don't think she's gonna want
it. And Katie goes, I think about this all the time.
Unless she thinks about it all the time. Unless it becomes like a, I don't know, a mantle or something she could sell on eBay. One of the two. Now, she wears some really nice things.
Oh, she does. Yeah.
She's the fashion plate on Idol. Some of the
stuff
I question.
Well, she's with two men. Of course she's a fashion plate.
Yeah, that's true. And one of them is, you know, Luke Bryan. Yeah, whatever.
He wears blue jeans. So what do you want there?
Yeah, you know? Nothing. That's all right.
Shows up in a flannel. That's my kind of job, baby. All right, so while we're sure... I would think that she downsizes everyone because you got to make more room for more otherwise you're going to have a whole bunch of storage lockers.
With the spring collection, where is that going?
Well, you might they can divide the storage lockers up spring, summer, fall.
Well, of course they do.
Onesies.
Here's the deal. I don't think she ever wears anything twice.
No.
Seriously, none of these women wear anything twice.
No.
It's like they wear it, they put it back on the rack, and then they're done.
They wear it. Somebody else puts it back on the rack for them. And then it just goes to storage.
Here's something I never thought about, and I'm going to go a little off topic, but still on topic. We was watching the Billie Eilish documentary a few months ago, and they followed her around to some concerts.
Yeah.
And they roll out, I don't know, 15 closets worth of clothes for her to choose from
to do one set.
She might change wardrobe two or three times during a show, but they bring everything for her to choose from.
Racks and racks of clothes.
Racks of clothes. And it's like, how fickle can you be that you decide at the last minute? I could see it if you had to have a backup. You know, like, I split my pants. You know, I'll go get a backup and
but
I'll wear that.
What mood am I in? When am I in?
Which jersey am I going to wear today? What color is my
big
hair?
Big t-shirt do I want to wear? Her daughter will probably be 5'2".
Probably.
An absolute body type opposite to her mom.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's usually what happens, isn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Speaking of girls
then you'll
and
have
wardrobe,
to split it up.
I'd like to think about Halle Berry today because Halle and her wardrobe is very,
sometimes they get together at the same time.
Utilitarian. Who?
Halle Berry in her wardrobe.
Oh, and her
sometimes her wardrobe actually touches her skin.
I'm not going to go there.
Or parts of.
I'm not going to go there. All right, more Who Cares Tomorrow. Have yourself a great day, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.